moved to Canberra in the icy July winter of... That's all right. When we moved to Canberra in the icy July winter of 2001, I had little idea that in less than a year I would be talking health with John Howard in Parliament House. We moved so I could take up a position in the public service, and it was a temporary move, and 12 years later he's still here temporarily. But at the time, we didn't know that, and neither did our loved ones interstate. So for the first couple of years we were here, we had a succession of visitors. In April 2002, some dear friends came and stayed with us, and so they could have some time alone, we offered to look after their kids for the day. And I found out later my husband had professional development, so it was actually me looking after their kids and our kids for the day. And I thought, that's fine, you know, there's safety in numbers, and I always think that it's easier looking after more kids than less because they play with each other and all you have to do is be the supervising safety officer and referee and chef. And the first part of the day was uneventful. I played with them for a while, and then they got distracted by those ancient things, a video, and I went and made lunch in the late morning. And we live in a place with a big open plan area, and we had a little child safety gate that separated off the kitchen area, so youngsters wouldn't end up with something hot on their head. And my husband and I had regularly just stepped over the gate because that was much more efficient than opening it up and going through and shutting it again. So I think you can probably tell where this is going. I stepped over it one day and my UGG boot, don't judge me, it was after Anzac Day. And I was at home. So my UGG boot caught on the gate and I fell, and I put my hands out to break my fall, and I had this shooting pain in my arm, in my left arm, and then I just thought, ow, but then I thought, I'll be all right in a bit, and I think it was the endorphins kicking in. So I fed four little kids lunch, you know, taking them in and out of high chairs with one arm. But I wasn't okay, and as time wore on, I took some painkillers and then applied the frozen peas, and then it still wasn't feeling really good. At that point, I thought I should probably call somebody, and one of the things I love about Canberrans is that everybody is so friendly to newcomers, and we had made some beautiful friends, but I didn't really feel there was anybody I could call given the situation. But I did have somebody, and that was my friend Marg, who I knew from Adelaide in the 1990s. And when we moved to Canberra, we reconnected and we spent a lot of time with her and her husband, and I felt that that was somebody who I could actually call to help look after kids and perhaps take me to somebody with the relevant expertise. So they crossed town for me, which was so lovely, and yes, if you're a Canberran, you appreciate that. And Marg's husband Tim stayed with these four little kids under four while Marg took me to the emergency room, and we waited for many hours, and I must admit, in the back of my mind, I was a little bit worried because Marg and Tim were expecting their first baby, and I thought, if anything is going to daunt Tim, it is looking after four little kids under four. But he was marvellous. And I spent hours in the waiting room with Marg, and we chatted, and time didn't go too slowly, even though I was in a lot of pain because I was distracted by our conversation. That was good. Eventually we were called in, and I was promptly referred to X-ray, and sure enough, my elbow was broken. And at that point, I actually felt a little bit relieved because I thought, I don't really want to have inconvenienced my friends for the whole afternoon. If it was just a sprain and they said, get over it, go home, you know, you'll be fine in the morning. So, and it turned out there was actually this little piece of bone had come off my elbow and it had lodged in the joint, and I couldn't turn my arm and I needed to see an orthopaedic surgeon. And the difficulty in Canberra at the time was that I couldn't see an orthopaedic surgeon immediately, and it was too difficult for us to go to Sydney with two little kids, and especially because I couldn't drive. And the other thing is, it was very busy at my work because I worked in a central department and it was nearly budget. Now, for policy nerds like me, budget night is big. It's second only to election night. And this was my first behind-the-scenes budget. And I was dying to be up at Parliament House on budget night. And so after, I actually went back to work for a short while, and I managed to finish what I needed to do before budget. And then I had surgery in a private hospital a few days later, and it was actually the little piece of bone was too small to suck out, but too big to suck out, too small to pin. So I have this 8-centimetre scar on my arm where it was removed. But even after the surgery, I was so keen to get back in time for budget. So I made it. I made it the day before, and then on budget night I was all set and I was up there. And I let's not glamorise it, I was delivering some documents from the minister's office, the treasurer's office, to the press gallery. And I had a little carton that I was carrying with these documents in it, and I'm striding down the back corridors of Parliament House, and I saw John Howard and a couple of his advisors waiting outside of his office. And it's fair to say I'm not John Howard's biggest fan, and lest you think I'm partisan, I'm actually not many politicians' biggest fan. And I'd been disappointed by his policy positions on a couple of issues, but I'm regularly disappointed by many politicians' policy positions. But even so, I saw him and I felt a little bit awestruck. And then I thought, what's the etiquette here? Do I acknowledge him or address him or whatever? And then I thought, well, I'll just go the raised eyebrows, slight nod. And half, what I hoped was a half gracious smile, a gracious half smile. And so I did that, and he actually said, good evening. And then he noticed my sling, and he noticed me kind of manoeuvring this small carton on my hip. And he said, oh, you've hurt your arm. Are you all right with that? And I said, yes, thank you. And that is how I legitimately claim that I have spoken health with John Howard.